Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote? All
Yes, I am.
right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, all right. And what year were you born in?
I'm sorry, what?
And what year were you born in?
Forty-seven.
1947, all right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Almost certain.
All right, almost certain.
Almost certain.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Defending the Constitution.
The federal constitution?
Yes.
All right. Would you want to specify a little bit more in that?
I believe that Trump tried to change the Constitution of the United States. I believe he committed treason, and I will not vote for him.
All
And
right.
therefore, I think that him not getting in will help save the Constitution.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for that answer. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for a Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I did not like Trump at that time, so I voted for Biden. Yes.
All right. And again,
And
thinking about,
I will go ahead.
Oh, all right. Thank you. And now thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden,
Would you
all
like to
right.
know the reason why?
For sure.
There's a reason why I really would like to vote for Kennedy, but I don't think he's going to get in. I think him just running pulls votes away from Biden.
All right. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, where a 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and a 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is Joe Biden.
Definitely vote for him.
So would that be like a 100% or an 80%? What percentage would you give him?
100%.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
100%.
And what about Donald Trump?
Positively no.
All right. So would you give
No
Donald...
vote for Trump whatsoever.
All right. So would you give him a 0%
Zero.
then? Zero? All right. So thinking about the
Yes.
election... Thinking about the elections this December, well, this November, sorry, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate in your district or the Republican candidate in your district?
Quite truthfully, I don't know. I would have to go back and research the candidates and find out what who I would vote for.
All right. So even though you're maybe like undecided, if the election were hard, like if it were held today, and you have to like decide right now, do you say you would want to lean towards the Democratic candidate or lean towards the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Tammy Baldwin or Republican Eric Hovde?
Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin, all right. So, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Well, I made that clear, Biden and the Democratic Party.
All right. And do you trust them somewhat more or much more?
Completely more than the Republican.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Kind of agree. Slightly agree.
So somewhat agree then?
Yes.
All right. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Agree. Strongly.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
And President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
All right. So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support him for the 2024 elections. And if it would make no difference, you can also say that if you would like. So the first one is, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Don't have an opinion.
All right, no worries. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Slightly agree.
So would that make you somewhat more likely to support him?
Somewhat more likely to support him, yes. I'm sorry.
No worries. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Slightly more to elect them.
All right. Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
More likely to support them.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to really pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes, more likely to support them.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I didn't understand that, what you said at all.
I can read it again. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely to support them.
All right. So now if you could please indicate whether you would be very concerned or whether you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. So the first one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned about it.
Donald Trump and Republicans
that
use racist...
That was one of the options, right?
See, yes, that is one of the options. So Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Okay, let me... This is getting a little bit long, so let me tell you... Answer all your questions about the Republicans. Because of their latest act defending Trump, I don't care if they said they were converted Christians, I would not want them in office. So any of the questions that you have about Republicans, put a negative, the most negative answer to that, and that's the way it will be for the rest of this this survey.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I can't do that. I kind of have to, like, ask the questions or else I would be committing fraud, since we do want to get, like, kind of your opinions about these certain topics. But I can go through these, like, kind of lists a little bit faster, so that way you can just put, like, you're not at all concerned or if you're very concerned or et cetera. So by the statement that I said that Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities, does this make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Doesn't concern me at all.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Concerns me a lot. very concerned.
All right. And Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them.
I don't know. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute. Listen to me. And the reason I said it concerns me is because I think that Donald Trump and the Republican Party are wrong with what they're doing. So that's the reason why I'm concerned. Not because they're talking about issues that I think need to be attended to. Did I make myself clear?
Mm-hmm, for sure. So by this last statement that I read
okay,
you,
then continue.
Which is, all right, with the last statement I read you, would you say you're very concerned then?
Repeat, please.
For sure. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed the bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned because I do not believe Donald Trump.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like if you could tell me which approach comes closest to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. While Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So which approach comes closest to your own view?
Biden's
somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
All right. So after hearing some more information, let me ask you just one last time, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would vote for the Democrat. Joe Biden.
All right. So as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is in this country without papers or undocumented?
No.
All right. So in a typical week, do you use any of the sources to get your news or information? And I'm going to read you a short list, and if you could tell me if you use it to get any news or things like that. So the list goes TikTok, MSNBC or CNN, Fox News Channel or website, Instagram, YouTube, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Facebook, Univision or Telemundo, or some Spanish language radio programs.
I watch the news. I do research. I also watch a program on TV called the U.S. Senate. And
all right.
I get to watch them.
All right. So would you basically say that? All right. So you would basically say that you don't really use... So would you say that you don't really use any of the kind of, sources we listed previously?
No.
All right. No worries.
Right.
So finally, we're in the last segment, so we just want to ask you a few questions that are strictly for, demographic purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
That I'm from?
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, all right. So were you born on the United States mainland or, on the island of Puerto Rico or in some other country?
I was born in Puerto Rico.
All right. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
All right. Will that be always English, some more English and Spanish and English equally?
Always English.
All right.
English.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
something else.
All right. Would that be like an independent?
Yes.
All right. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
At this point in time, the Democratic Party.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
2 years of college.
What is your religion?
Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And finally, just for verification purposes, can I have your first name only, please?
Iran.
Iran, all right. Would that be I-R-A-N?
Spelled I-R-A-N.
All right, perfect.
Yes.
So, well, thank you so much for your time, Iran. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to. No worries.
No, not really. To be quite truthful with you, I am kind of hard of hearing and tone deaf, and I had a hard time understanding what
all right,
what
no
you
worries.
Were saying, so I really don't want to be bothered again.
All right,
okay?
No worries. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.